Hello and welcome to episode 9 of It's In Her Planner, the podcast. I'm Emma Lewis and I am a self-confessed planner addict, obsessed with becoming the best version of myself the best way I know how, through planning. I'm also the face and planning strategist behind It's In Her Planner, the membership. Episode 9 is actually a little different and it's not planning related. I'm telling my coming out story. It's Pride Month at the moment and everyone loves a good coming out story, so I thought I would share mine. And also the timing's just really good because I wanted to touch on coming out because I recently read an article where it just makes me so mad. Journalists from Sunday Morning Herald basically threatened to out Rebel Wilson and gave her essentially 2 days notice or they would out her in the article. They said, basically, you can either comment and be a part of the article and we'll interview you. Otherwise, we've got enough here to write the article anyway, so we're going to out you. So essentially, Rebel Wilson has gone, you can go fuck yourself. I'm not getting involved in that. And she has come out on her Instagram, which is fucked. No one should be forced to come out. Like, they should be able to do it when they're good and fucking ready. And the fact this, it was done by 2 openly gay men from the Sunday Morning Herald, which makes it even more disgusting, in my opinion. And I wanted to touch on that because whilst my coming out story, it doesn't come with any trauma, it doesn't come with any baggage, it was actually really easy for me to come out. It can be really hard for some people. And the suicide rates amongst LGBTIQ communities is so high. And not being able to be who they are comfortably is a huge reason behind a lot of those suicides. So the fact that this story is being told when it comes to Rebel Wilson, having someone basically say either you participate in this interview or we're going to out you to the world is really fucking cooked. So anyway, I really want to shed a little light on that. Before I get into the episode, we'll have a quick catch up on what I've been up to. And the answer is not much. I've just been honestly resting and recovering from my surgery. And by the time this episode airs, the doors for Q3 will have opened up to current members and waitlisters, and they will open up for everybody else next week, which is exciting. There's 2 weeks until we kick off Q3, and there's been so much work done behind the scenes to set up the new platform, which is so suited to the membership, and I'm really excited to get it transferred over from our Facebook group and onto this new platform. What else is that? My long service leave is only 5-6 weeks away. It honestly just feels like everything is coming together really nicely, which if you're a business owner, you would understand. After having ideas and getting to see them come into fruition, it's just a really nice feeling. I'm back in the gym. I think I did my 3rd CrossFit session back this morning. I'm very much reducing my load. But it just does feel really good to be back moving. I'm running again, albeit very slowly, but honestly, it's crazy how quickly you lose your fitness. It's fucking wild. And it's a real shock to the system when you're getting back into it. But I am honestly enjoying the process of basically starting from scratch, and I'm embracing it instead of being disheartened about it for the most part. So let's get stuck into it. I should probably say, whilst I'm currently in a, what you would traditionally call a lesbian relationship, I actually fucking hate labels. And everyone has always, not everyone, a lot of people want you to put a label on what you are. You know, I've always been like, well, are you bi, are you gay, are you straight? And it's like, who fucking cares? Like, yeah, I don't know why or what it is. I've just been always really resistant to that, to people wanting an answer from me. It's like, what does that give you? Does it help you sleep at night to know that I'm a lesbian or I'm a bisexual? It's just, and also I feel like people hold you to it. Like the amount of times I've gone from you know, or just the comments people make, like, no, I bloody can't keep up with you, whether you're in a relationship with a boy or a girl. I can't, shut up. Like, I, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? It's actually fucking ridiculous that people are so obsessed with needing to want to label someone. But I am currently dating an incredible woman called Nanda, who I'm obsessed with, and I am probably more in love than I have ever been before. But it has definitely been an interesting little journey to get to where I am today. And I guess when it comes to my coming out story, I would honestly say it snuck up on me. I was 23. I was living in Rockhampton. I'd just come back from 12 months living and traveling around Europe, and I honestly had no idea what I was going to do next. So I was back in Rockhampton, which is where I was born. It's a small town. Everyone knows everyone. And honestly, up until that point, no one around me was gay, like none of my friends. I don't recall anyone from my group of friends being gay. I grew up with an auntie who was gay, but obviously she didn't live in Rocky, she lived in Sydney. So I had no one in my life, in my immediate circle of friends, or anyone that I knew. There was one fleeting relationship with one of my friends from school who started dating another girl, but everyone kind of lost their minds. And this was when we were in high school. It was very short-lived, and it was one of those ones that was put down to a, you know, it was a phase. So yeah, fast forward, I've come back from Europe, and I go to a basketball game in Rocky. And this is such a fucking cliche story, but I remember watching the women's game, and I noticed that there was a girl playing who I had not seen before, and almost immediately I was attracted, is not the word, like I was drawn to her. I don't know whether it was because she had swagger or I don't know what it was, she just seemed really magnetic to me. I just don't know another word for it. And I asked someone, like, without sort of, without being, like, too weird about it, I remember asking someone who that was, and they just mentioned that she was an import, she wasn't from here. Yeah, so I'm also trying to figure out who it is, and, like, yeah, I was honestly just so fucking confused. So, anyway, just watching her play, and I'm like, who is that? Like, there's something about her, and kind of left it at that. And then she's obviously, the men started playing, she's gone to the change room and she's come back in after having a shower and whatever. And it's so weird that I remember, there's just moments in your life, I think, that just are really etched in there when they become these pivotal, really important snapshots. And I genuinely think that this is one of them, because I remember her walking in and me seeing her, and she looked up at me, and honestly, like I said before, so cliche, but we made eye contact with each other, and it was the weirdest fucking feeling. It just straight away, I was like, oh my God, what is this feeling? Like, I was honestly just trying to hide what the fuck is going on, but at the same time being really drawn to her and being like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I have to talk to her. So I remember I leaned over the balcony, and because someone had said, oh yeah, that's Nicole, and I remember just leaning over the balcony, and I don't know, I said something like, hey Nicole, good game, or something fucking ridiculous. And she kind of made a weird face at me, like, am I supposed to know who, do we know each other, or what's going on here? Such a strange intro, but honestly I was just like, I don't care if I make a fool of myself, I just really want to talk to her. And I'm still confused at this point about what it is that I'm feeling, but I've always been one of those people, I'm not gonna let like these weird things hold me back. I'm just like, let's explore this, like, what's happening here? And anyway, I think it was that night we might have bumped into each other at one of the nightclubs, and I remember thinking, like, is she flirting with me? Am I flirting with her? What's going on here? And it might have happened another couple of times before anything really happened, because she wasn't actually openly out either. Like, no one else, not even anyone from her basketball team, knew that she was gay. So it was very much like on the lowdown. But I think it was like the second or third time that we'd bumped into each other. And maybe it was obvious to her, but it definitely wasn't obvious to me. But we exchanged phone numbers. And I, even then, was just like, are we exchanging these numbers because we're into each other, or because we just have mutual friends and like we've bumped into each other a few times now? But anyway, I remember getting home and I received a message from her, and she was like, I really wanted to kiss you tonight. And I was like, motherfucker, I knew it. So I think I replied back like, you should have. So I think by then we were both like, okay, so it is what it is. I'm not going fucking crazy, because honestly, there was like weeks where it was all I could think about. And I felt really alone, because I didn't feel comfortable talking to anyone else about it. Cause I'm like, I don't even know if it's a thing. Like, how embarrassing would it be if, you know, I've overthought this entire situation. And after all of that, she's not even gay. And she's like, wow, you really went from 0 to 100. I'm not gay. So yeah, basically I had gone through a billion and one situations in my head about what could possibly be going on. But after those messages came through, I think it might have been like the following weekend, we both got super drunk. We both needed that liquid confidence. And I think we had our first kiss in like a gutter somewhere. So that was bloody funny. I mean, I went with it because I've always just been the type of person who didn't let other people's shit or opinions like get in the way. And Rocky can be a place, it's like, you know, the whole small town, small minds vibes. It's been 13 years, so I'm sure there's been a lot of progress, but I definitely felt for a while that it wasn't something that we could just have come out with. So we were hooking up in secret for, honestly, months. She also felt with her basketball career that it would hinder it, which I totally understand, as fucked as that is. Like, people should be able to be openly gay or whatever without it affecting their career. Like, imagine that if someone was like, oh, sorry guys, we don't actually hire straight people. It's just fucking crazy. It shouldn't even be a thing. But anyway, it got to a point where, being Rocky, people talk and rumors had started. It got really hard to hide, I think, anymore. We were hanging out so much, and you know, we had like a mutual friend who was obsessed with Nicole, and we were getting caught out lying about where we were, and she would drive past her house, see my car at the front. So it just got to the point where I was like, you know what, it's going to get back to my parents, and I would rather just let them know myself. Like, it would be pretty shit for them to hear that from someone else. And also, you know, it wasn't just some random drunk pashing on a Saturday night. Like, you know, it had been months, and we really had strong feelings for each other. So I had said to her, you know, I'm organizing dinner with my parents tonight, so I'm just going to let them know, which blew her mind that I could casually just organize a dinner to come out to my parents, because that wasn't something that she could ever do. And I asked if she wanted to come with me, but she was like, absolutely not. I do not want to be there when you come out to your parents. But for me, honestly, it wasn't a big deal. It had never been a big deal to me. I didn't feel like I had to have this big coming out moment, because I was like, who fucking cares like what gender I'm attracted to? It seemed like such a non-event for me. Like, in my mind, I was like, she's great. She makes me happy. She's an incredible person and I'm in love with her. So why should I be ashamed of that? But in saying that, I was still very nervous about it. So I go to mum and dad's to have dinner, and I can't remember if it was before or after we ate. I think I waited until after. And mum was in the kitchen cleaning up, and dad was sitting at the kitchen counter on the bench. And I said, there is something that I have to talk to you guys about. There's a rumor going around that Nicole and I are seeing each other. And mum was like, oh, what are you, a lesbian now? And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, I don't really feel like I need to put a label on it, but, and it took me a second, but I realized that the way that I'd said it or the way that they took it meant that they thought that it was just a rumor. So I had to sort of clarify. And I was like, no, what I'm trying to say is, the rumors are true. Like I'm dating Nicole. And mum kind of stopped in her tracks, and she was like, wait, so you are a lesbian now? And, Dad was just sitting there sort of shaking his head from side to side, and I don't know if I thought it was actually funny or whether I just got like the nervous giggles, but I remember saying to Dad, what are you shaking your head about? And he's like, well, I don't understand. And I was like, what part don't you understand? And he was like, well, you've had boyfriends. And I was like, yeah, I have, that is true. And now I have a girlfriend. And look, my parents have never been great with expressing their feelings or talking about anything other than really surface level stuff for the most part. So I think mum kind of went off on a tangent, or maybe tried to change the subject in order to make it seem like, okay, this is fine. It's a casual thing. No need to like make a thing of it. But it did really hurt at the time. I remember dad said something along the lines of, well, I'm not really happy about it, but there's not much I can do about it. That kind of sucked at the time. So I kind of just, let that moment pass. And then I think we sat down to watch TV, or pretend to watch TV, while everyone kind of mulled over the information or that I had just given them. And it just got awkward. So I was like, do you know what? Thanks for having me for dinner. I'm going to take off. But I do remember that on my way out, as I passed dad, he kind of grabbed my hand and gave me a little nod. And my dad's not usually a man of many words. So, I mean, for me, that kind of was his way of saying, we're good and you're good. But I just need a minute, or I just need a second, essentially. I've never been someone who has required my parents' permission or acceptance or they're okay to do something. I've always been a little defiant in that way, mostly because I'm just like, this is my life, and whatever happens, I'm always going to take responsibility for the consequences. And because it was something that I felt really strongly about, that I was like, this isn't a thing. And I'm like, it shouldn't matter to you guys. And if it does, or you take an issue with it, then that's your issue to deal with. And you can let me know when you're cool with it, because I'm not going to be made to feel bad about this. And honestly, my sexuality has never been discussed openly ever since. But my parents also have different ways of showing their support. And back then, after that, they kind of did that by, they would ask about her. They would ask how she played on the weekend. They would even go to her games sometimes and watch. So I think it just took them a second to process it, which I think at the time, in the year that it was, you know, it was just something that they did have to wrap their heads around. I think in 2022, the conversation would have been entirely different. I don't even know if it would have been a conversation for me then. But I've also, I'm 34 now, so I've grown a lot since then. But I remember messaging my younger sister, Hayley. I have something to tell you, like I'm dating Nicole. And honestly, the response I got was like such, yeah, she was like, Yeah, kind of figures. I think most of my close friends, like everyone was pretty unsurprised about it. So that kind of gives you an indication of the type of person I was. Like, I wasn't someone who let other people's opinions just dictate what I did. Like, if I wanted to do something, I was going to do it. And I knew that there would be people in my life and, friends who cared more about finding out because it was like at the time it was like this salacious gossip and it was less about being happy for me. So I never told them directly. I let them find out on their own and honestly just avoided them. Gay people aren't here, or they're not there for show. They're not tokens that you can like collect. They're not like, it's not something to gossip about. It's like they're fucking normal people. It's kind of ridiculous, really. So yeah, we were together for 2 years. I've had boyfriends since, I've had girlfriends since, but that relationship, I think, was really the start of figuring out who I was. And I think for that reason, it will always hold like a really special place, for me. I really got to figure out who I was, and it taught me a lot about the difficulties that same-sex relationships have. And whilst my coming out story was pretty, non-eventful, I know her mum was very against it, and she only found out about me by going through her emails. And her mum's response to that was like really negative. She put a lot of guilt on her, and I felt bad for her that her family was never going to be accepting of it. That was something that she was like, I just never could. I could never be out with my family. They just would never accept it, which must be such a horrible position to be in, especially if you have close relationships with your family. So that, yeah, and I guess for me, that made it really hard that I never, even after 2 years of being with someone, I never got to know her family. They knew nothing about me. She had to lie about even being in a relationship. But there was so much positive within our immediate lives. Like, they lived in a totally different state. And there was just so much positive within our relationship, in our immediate lives. It was something, all of that, I just accepted it. And we were in Townsville together. And after I got told I was getting sent to Mount Isa for work, I guess we both knew she was moving to Melbourne, and we both knew that the relationship was going to end. So that stuff with her family kind of was made redundant for me, and we just got to a point where we really just wanted to make every single second together count. But it did make me realize that in any relationship I chose to be in moving forward, that I wanted to be seen and heard and not hidden behind closed doors. Yeah, and that I wasn't just made available to people on terms and conditions, because if I'm your girlfriend, I want you to be proud of that and scream it from the rooftops and not hide me. So I learned about a lot about my self-worth. But at the same time, I can completely understand when people say how difficult it is to come out when you don't have the same support, or that you really put a lot of value on what your loved ones, or even like friends, people you know, or strangers think about it. And there is still like, it is hard when, if the people who are in your immediate circle or people who are around you are making homophobic comments and aren't accepting of it, or like, I had an ex-boyfriend that said, "Oh, I don't have a problem with gay guys, I just think they should all be put on an island for themselves." Like, what the fuck? It's saying shit like that that you don't even realize, like, who's around you and how. I just think if you are one of those people that says shit like that, just stop, bro. Like, educate yourself. Yeah, so there was no backlash for me. But I've always been the person that thinks, if you have a problem with me because I'm gay, you can go fuck yourself. I just have no time for homophobes. It's just so backwards. I've had to, and I have cut people off. I've blocked people because of the homophobic views and backwards views. I'm pretty ruthless in that regard. I mean, it's 2022, people, get a fucking grip. So if you still have issues with the LGBTIQ plus community or people that fit within that, I would honestly just say take a big fucking look in the mirror and check yourself. I probably should have picked up on it earlier. I should have seen the signs. Because whilst I was 23, there were definitely signs when I was younger. And I think, you know, for a lot of my, even like my teenage years, I think a lot of girls, when they look at other women or other girls at their age, there's the whole comparison, like, you know, oh, she's got bigger boobs than me, or she's got a better butt, or she's got skinnier legs. It's a, that big comparison thing. But I don't ever remember doing that. My earliest memories are honestly being attracted to women, but I think I had just convinced myself that, I thought they're pretty because I wanted to be them, but there really genuinely was none of that. I remember being attracted to women. Oh, I should have known so much earlier. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's been a fun story to tell, because I don't want the podcast to be all about planning. I want you guys to get to know me on, you know, a bit of a deeper level and just have fun with it. So I will be sprinkling episodes like this throughout the podcast. Because especially when it comes to the membership and choosing to spend a lot of time within that and having me sort of like being at the forefront of that, I realize I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I want people inside the membership to vibe with me. So this is just another level of getting to know me better. Yeah. So as a final reminder, the doors will be opening for the membership next week. And all the information is on the It's In Her Planner website. There'll be plenty more episodes coming for you come August, but there'll probably be one more between now and then. But until then, I will talk to you soon.